Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Emily, what did Cook tell the president?
So we got a readout basically from the president on what happened at the meeting. The president said Tim Cook voiced concerns about Samsung specifically getting an edge because its products won't be tariffed as much as Apple's will be. Samsung makes its products across a variety of different countries, including Vietnam, South Korea, and China, whereas Apple manufactures the majority of its products in China specifically, and almost all of Apple's products are due to be hit with tariffs over the next few months. Now, the president says that Tim Cook made a quote-unquote good case, a compelling argument, and so we'll see if that impacts his decision on the administration's decision on whether to tariff Apple products at all.
Be interesting to be a fly on the wall of that dinner.
Absolutely. I think a lot of us wish we knew exactly what was said. But, you know, Apple, the Apple Watch, AirPods, they're supposed to be tariffed starting September 1st. And then you've got the iPhone, iPad, and laptops, which are supposed to be tariffed starting December 15th. And there are some analysts and folks we've spoken to who think that it's unlikely Apple's products will be tariffed at all. They seem to be holding out hope for some sort of reprieve, some sort of agreement. You know, based on the president's comments, he seems to go back and forth on how much he's willing to negotiate. He did say over the weekend that he's still talking with China, but is not ready to sign a deal. And as we've discussed, it's been a very unpredictable situation. We don't know what's going to happen in the next hour, let alone in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's sort of, there's almost a pattern, though, of the president saying one thing, pardon me, on when it's international business, things like tariffs, and then pulling back a bit, and then threatening, and then pulling back a bit. Did Cook give you any indication of his read on it?
So, you know, we haven't heard from Tim Cook yet, and you know, likely this is something that Apple doesn't publicly speak very often, and this is something that Apple will, you know, potentially keep quiet on and let the president sort of speak for himself, given the nature of the situation. But to your point about the president going back and forth, you know, we also had a development on Huawei today where the U.S. has given some wireless service providers and companies in the United States a reprieve on the Huawei blacklist, meaning that they can still, for the moment, buy products from Huawei to upgrade their networks. That has now been extended, which means if you're a rural carrier in like Montana or Oregon, a carrier that you or I may not have heard of and you depend on Huawei products, you can still buy Huawei products as long as this reprieve is in place. But also over the weekend, the president had indicated he wasn't excited about or planning to extend that reprieve. So a lot of back and forth here. It was the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross who said that this reprieve would indeed be happening for an extended period of time. So also what we're seeing is mixed messages from the president and the administration itself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.